or tape CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2008 Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Wednesday afternoon, December 31st, 2008. Tom Stone is the speaker of the afternoon, teaching on Judgment Starts in the House of God.
My topic is Judgment Starts in the House of the Lord. Before I start, you know, we've heard a lot of words this weekend. And they're good words. Some I've not all understood. It really is a total magnitude, but I pray that the Lord gives us insight on all of them. That we become a new creature, a new creation in Him, or a new creature. Mainly the new creature. You know, so He's still creating worlds. What are you made out of? Earth? Guess what? Are you not part of this earth? He says, I create heaven and earth. He created you. So, just think about that when that verse pops up before you. And the topic is kind of a hard one. Of course, I don't think you hear any light sermons around here. All of us bring us to the conviction of the Lord Jesus Christ and to allow Him to mess with our stuff. Anybody in here has ever had any stuff? Their business? Besides me? He's messed with my stuff. So I'm hoping I'm a different individual than I was at one time. And I know I am because my wife said at one time that she can truly say that she's seen somebody that God changed because I was an aggravating rascal. I thank God she's been able to put up with me. So, as we start, I'm going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to You right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, I pray that the words I speak does not get distorted or distorted or confused or turned around. Father, we hope clarity. I call clarity into this room right now in Jesus' name. I bind all spirits of Satan, all spirits of witchcraft right now. Bind and break the power and authority of it in the name of Jesus. Command it to leave this room right now in Jesus' name. We're going to start out in Proverbs 18:21. Some of you probably can quote this one. But we're going to go right there right now. A lot of times we need to really not only say it with our mouth, but we need to see it with our eyes. Because that's two gates. That's two gates of the heavenly realm that functions. Our mouth, really three gates, because your mouth and your two ears. So we're operating in the heavenlies. Oh, ye gates of the court of the kingdom of heaven. So just turn there, and if you got there, it says, death and life is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. How many believes death and life is in the power of the tongue? Because we can speak a relationship between two people into existence or out of existence. Death comes to that relationship. Separation comes to that relationship. So we definitely have the ability to speak life into existence or out of existence. So, and this comes to, you know, maybe not to everybody's first time ever hearing that, but we need to realize what our mouth can do and what the consequences that can do. So, bear with me and we'll see what happens. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 12:36. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Because with this mouth, we're charged with keeping it well. There's a requirement in the Word. It says a forward mouth will get you in trouble. It will get you in trouble. 12:36, it says, "But I say unto you that every idle word that a man shall speak, they shall give it account therefore in the day of judgment." I'm going to add one more verse to it, 37, "And by the word thou shalt be justified, and by thy word thou shalt be condemned." So these words that we speak out of our mouth, we need to be careful, because we can speak life and death upon ourselves. Sometimes we think we're doing all the good in the world by going and telling somebody or giving a piece of my mind. And God says, "I come to give you peace that the world can't give you and can't take away." But guess what? We've got the ability to give it away. Arguing and frustration and stuff like that. And so, and when this happens between two people, does the peace stay or does it go? It leaves. You know, if it's a good conversation and it brings life, "Sweetie, I love you. You're the best thing in my life." That's good words. "But hit the door, I don't want you no more." Those are bad words. You understand? And I cancel that last words in the name of Jesus. And you know, when we can, and I only use that as a tool to get a thing across, but I'm telling you, we can do havoc to this body right here. We was talking in the men's meeting that we've got a hall of remembrance. We've got a hall of remembrance, or we got a hall or a place that we can go to forgive. And we need, when we go through that forgiveness, we need to close the door to the hall of remembrance. And the word is a retainer. We'll get there in a minute, but I may be ahead of myself. But the thing about it is, I want to bring, and I really want to impress, it says, "But I say unto you that every idle word of, that a man shall speak shall be given account of, therefore, in the day of judgment." When does the day of judgment start? Is it over there in the blue somewhere? No. It starts right here. That day that got our whole human race in trouble. Eve ate of the apple and the Lord told them no. And then we had a scenario there of beguiling going on, and there's many facets of teachings, but the problem was disobedience. And the forward mouth is disobedience, and we can speak things into existence and so on. Every idle word. We can get caught up in theology and doctrine and stuff, and we can go to each other and all of a sudden start a very, very doctrinalized word argument, or we call it debate. Sometimes debate gets out of hand, and one decides to impress and get the winning edge, and it, you know, and really, and when that happens, then the Holy Spirit leaves. It says, "Come, let us reason together." Reason, you know. And if we can't handle it, we need just to separate at that point, because it, hatred and bitterness and revenge and all the murder, and when hate comes in, if you hate your brother, then the spirit of murder comes in. And you go away and you go, "Well, you know what happened down there at Lake Hamilton? Blah, 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 blah." You know? And sometimes we get great healings. But it all depends on the yielded vessel that God wants to heal at His time, His time frame. And sometimes we speak, and I don't even know it when it happens, if we speak in prophecy and you speak over one person what the Lord is telling you, it's not your words, but it's God's word, and then you go to the next person, It's not the same. You're a different person. And then sometimes the Lord don't give you anything to say. There are schools of prophecy. Come down, Brother Glenn, and I'll teach you how to prophesy. You know, give me $500 for this seminar and I'm going to teach you how to prophesy. Well, a false prophet. If you start speaking, thus saith the Lord, and God didn't give it to you, wow. Then I stand, or anybody else that stands there before you speaking those words, their life is at hand. Idle words. The power of life and death is in the tongue. And we could loose my tongue in Jesus' name. If we get caught there, if we get caught in that position, there's a requirement. And it may be of our souls. It may be of our lives. And when we speak from this pulpit, and this is a place we pull people out of the pit, this is the reason why it got the name pulpit, is to pull you up out of the pit with teaching and understanding, then life and death, or death and life, is in the power of the tongue. And I'd rather speak life to you. Just like we heard a pretty strong message from our brother, Brother Pittman, that just came out of the pulpit. And it's very true. It's very true. The proof is in the pudding. The proof is in the pudding. And I'm telling you right now, I don't want to be cast away. I don't want to be in that, the terror section. Because we grow up and we bow our heads just alike, and we look just alike, we praise just alike. But when the harvest comes, they better be some fruit. They better be some grain. They better be something there that can nourish somebody. They better be something there. Let's go to John 20:23. Because I've really, really sought the Lord. And I'm going to seek Him more. I'm going to seek Him more. Because we started on a journey because whatever my spirit man, at whatever condition my spirit man is connected right to this body, this flesh. I can't see you and you can't see me. You can see this vessel I'm being carried around in. But I'm talking about me and my wife, we prayed and we talked and we discussed some things, and we need to become, and really she kicked me in the seat of the britches and said, we need to become all we can be. And I thank God for a godly woman. And so we started on this situation of losing weight. And guess what? When you start losing weight, things manifest. Yeah, they manifest. And God, I ask Him to be gentle with me. You know. And so, what I'm saying is, we get a checkup every year. And through a checkup, you find out what's manifesting in your body, and then go back to the Word and start praying, and then you go back down there and they draw the blood, and the proof is in the pudding. Did you be taken off your high blood pressure medicine? Did you be taken off your diabetes medicine? You know, and things of that nature. So, and we was starting into this walk, and we was going down the road, and all of a sudden on the highway 430 in Little Rock, and I pulled up alongside a triaxle truck, and this truck was carrying a septic tank, and we was going down through there, and I looked down, the speedometer was about 70 miles an hour, and I pulled up, and just about like that right there, and all of a sudden that truck come over and caught our front bumper, his front bumper caught us right in the rear handle to our car. And we looked at each other, what was that? And the next thing we knew, we was spun out right in front of a diesel truck, just like my glasses right here, stuck to the front end of that triaxle truck, pushing us down the road sideways. And I looked, and she looked over at me and said, "You all right?" And I said, "Yes." I looked back at her and said, "I said, you okay?" And guess what? We were okay. He finally decided to put on his brakes, and we spun off of there and went through another lane of traffic going 70 miles an hour. And then all of a sudden, my flesh came back to me, and because the car was pointed at four lanes of traffic coming 70 miles an hour at me, and all of a sudden in my mind I said, "This is going to hurt." And then I realized, Jesus! You know? And I had the steering wheel locked, froze up. I had my foot on the pedal. I imagine it bent it. But I mean, I was trying to stop that thing. Now, we were on a ride. And guess what? You're on a, not exactly a ride down through life, but how you apply the gas pedal, this right here, this mouth, is the gas pedal, and it's where you go in life. And then some people come running up there when we got still in the medium, and they said, "You sure handled that thing good. The brakes were locked. We were sliding, you know, and there was no gas. I mean, we were just on God's mercy." But out of that, we realized how quick, one moment alive, the next moment dead. Because if those outside tires ever caught that pavement, that diesel truck would have rolled us like a hot dog down there through there. And we'd have been scattered, kingdom come, and we would not be here today. But we thank the Lord for that. There are many things that could happen, and I mean in a twinkling of an eye. You could be minding your own business. You could be minding your own business. Every word, every idle word that we have should come into subjection. John 23. And here we go. Now, how many people wants to walk into the power? John chapter 20, 23. How many people want to walk into the kingdom of heaven? And that's to forgive. The simple thing, to forgive people. And we can walk into the kingdom of heaven. Just read that. And you probably already got it read right now. Wherefore, whosoever sins you remit, that's mean forgiven. They are remitted, forgiven. And whoever sins, whosoever sins ye retain, put in the hall of remembrance, put down, I'm going to get even with you, put down your, you don't know what you're talking about. You know, some people don't know, but forgive them anyway. Forgive them anyway. Empty the retainer. We've seen so many healings out of just forgiving. It's a lightening of the spirit. It's a lightening of the soul. It's a lightening of loads. Fibromyalgia's been healed. I mean, heart attacks has been healed. Legs has been lengthened. Shoulders been released from bondage. Headaches are gone. As a matter of fact, it's a key to just about every healing or every disease there is. That's one of the keys. He says, "I give you the keys." S. Let's go to Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. But this word condemn or judgment, and which really what it amounts to, as we judge ourselves sometimes. Verse 19, Matthew 16, 19. I will give you unto the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whosoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whosoever shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So we start walking into the kingdom in the divine presence of forgiving, first of all, and then we say, "I bind it in the name of Jesus, and I set them free." Who said those words? Jesus. Who gave you the keys? Because when he was up on that cross and during the suspension time, we don't know where he went to, but the Bible says he went down into the abyss and said, "Satan, give me the keys." And he gave them to him, and he brought them back. So we have the keys to death, hell, and the grave. Because I'm telling you what, we could speak death upon ourselves, and one of the problems is we don't forgive ourselves. We don't remit our own sins, let alone anybody else's. And then judgment starts in the house of the Lord. The house. The temple. Know ye not what the temple ye are? Read the next verse. Look it up. I don't want to spoil the venture, the road that little verse will take you down. He says, I, the Lord, will destroy that temple. Or release a destroying thing upon that temple. Let's go to Matthew 7. No, Matthew 6. I don't want to get ahead of myself. And we all should know this by heart. It's 9 through 15, and it's the Lord's Prayer. Or it's not the Lord's Prayer. John 17 is Lord's Prayer. But this is the example on how to pray. It says, and the disciples said, teach us how to pray. And he said, and after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which are in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallow it. I mean, it reverence it. I mean, realize he is the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, and he's not soon coming King. He is the King. Whether the world thinks it or not, he is the King. He's going to have the final say. And the kingdom come, walking into the kingdom, forgiving people, binding and loosening the kingdom. They will be done upon earth or in earth. How many people's Bibles say on earth? Yeah, there's a lot of Bibles out there starting to change things. But in earth, you're created out of earth. And he's wanting to come and make an abode in you in earth. And this heavenly realm is the one we're walking in right now. There's a heaven just right above our heads. It's the infirmities that we breathe. And this is a heaven. A kingdom come and will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Where's Jesus? Where's God? He wants to make an abode in the church today. He wants a face-to-face conversation. But you're not going to be able to see His face, but you will hear His mouth. You can see a form there. You can see a actual form of a human being. When I got to see the Lord one time, a couple times, I got to see Him two or three times. And one of the times He was standing there and He was dressed in white, and He was so white, you could see the white, but you couldn't see His face because it was just a consuming light. And I was running from a bear when I hollered, Jesus, and He appeared there. But He's wanting to talk to us. He wanted to come down in the cool of the day. He's wanting to come down right now and talk to you. Wants to mess with our stuff. Wanting to mess with your hall of remembrance. That retainer. Give us this day our daily bread. And He's already said, He feeds every deer, He feeds every elk, He feeds every animal on this earth, and we don't do it. We don't have the capacity to do it. And He gives us our food. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts. Lord, forgive me for what I've done. And there's even a teaching in that right there. Because if you forgive somebody's debts, All of a sudden, there. I don't know what happens in the spirit realm, but I had a guy to dismiss me one day off on the job, and he owed me about $6,000. And I said, "Well, you owe me," because I was still in the flesh, but I did not get angry. I did not get mad. I said, "You still owe a bill. You still owe me labor." And I walked away and I said, Father, here it is. Give it to you. It took a little while. About 4 months later, I get a phone call and said, I want to meet you down at the hardware store. Neutral ground. But also, part of that money I told you was belonged to the hardware store. So he pulled out a check or a credit card and paid off the bill at the store and then gave me a check for my labor. I didn't go to the labor board. Didn't go to nobody except God. It works, guys. You forgive their debts. You give it up to God. And there's testimonies right here of room that you, if you really, really start realizing it, the money comes back to you. You forgive their debts and it comes right back to you. But we better, you know, if you're going to make a loan, you might as well say, here it is, and forget it. Don't make a loan. That's usury. That's sign an agreement to pay somebody's car, somebody's house note, and they'll come and they'll only pay about one smidgen of the bill, and you'll be standing there. And then what happens there, it starts a big hullabaloo. And Lord says, don't do it. He says, as we forgive our debtors, forgive us of our debts as we forgive their debts. Lead us not into temptation, and God don't tempt you. But deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. There's so many principles right here in this model prayer. If we really just tore them apart, investigated every inch, every ounce, every smidgen of these scriptures right here. And how important is forgiveness? How important is not to judge people? Because the next verses it says, verse 14, if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also, maybe, also, will, maybe, also forgive you. But then here comes the restriction, and here's where these idle words and where it really messes with your stuff. He says, but if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will I forgive you of their trespasses. And if you want to further that little bit of study, go over to Matthew chapter 18 and see what it says. We're not going there, but anyway. Okay, Matthew 7, verse 1 and 2. And this is where judgment falls in the house of God. It says, judge not lest ye be judged. For with that judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. Whatever the measure, meet it down, and it shall be measured unto you again. I mean, who wants to be put under lock and key? One time the Lord told me to go to jail ministry, and I said, I don't have to go to jail, because with enough of us around right here, even myself gets put in jail. And I'm not even behind the gray bars or the steel bars. We got a jail ministry all around about us. But if you let that hang around, it can be the bars. It can be the judge. It can be the gavel. 20 years! Or it can be these other things. The other things are described in Deuteronomy chapter 28. And it's not the first part either. It's about the last 33 verses of the scripture. So we get turned over to the tormentor. And that tormentor could be arthritis, aches and pains. Anything from A to Z that affects this body from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. For instance, a person gets mad at another person in the family. And there's a real riff comes along. Then just start worrying. Just won't let it go. Won't let it go. Keep judgment on somebody. Then you go to your one of those guys that's colon scopes. They go up in there and they start looking at your colon and they find polyps and they start snipping them off. And then you go back the next year and there's twice as many. And just irritation. That irritation of being in a family that's in turmoil all the time. And the polyps start growing. And all of a sudden they get ulcerated. And then they get an ulceration that won't heal. And then they come along and they diagnose you. The big C. next step is they go in there and they cut out your colon, hoping to replace it later on. They hook a bag to you. And they put you through all kinds of chemo. You're sick all the time. You're frail. And you don't feel like getting out of your chair. And then next thing happens, and then the chemo don't knock it down far enough. And the next thing, it spreads to your liver or your kidney or to your lungs. And next thing, sweet by and by. And hopefully repentance has come before it happens. Very hard way to die. Very hard way to die. Judgment. Judgment. I can't even hear any people breathing in here. Are we still alive? Smile and say something. Hallelujah. Judge not lest you be judged. With that judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with that measure ye met, it shall be measured unto you again. Tough, hard teachings. But you know, Jesus came to give life, and life more abundant. And that means if you're healthy and you're able to work, then finances come, and then His peace comes. But we have the choice to keep it or give it away. I'm going to give Him peace of my mind. No, sometimes you give it all away. Lord, Lord, help us. Romans 2:1. You know, and we could go free from any disease, any place. They're looking for the cure to AIDS. They're looking for the cure for cancer. They're looking for any disease. They're still looking for them, and they're going out and collecting money all over the nations, you know, to pour into these hospitals for this. There's a lot of jobs there, but hallelujah. But if we could come to Jesus, your finance is not robbed. Your pocketbook is not empty, because I'm telling you what, you know how much one shot of chemotherapy can cost? $10,000 for one shot of chemotherapy. One shot, $6,000, $7,000. It all depends on what they want to give you, and they come up with lots of different kinds. Now, we start hitting here, it hits here. There's something, I don't know, we got a string tied from our hearts to our pocketbooks. And we're really, that string needs to be cut from right here to here, and start giving our tithes and offerings and repentance to Jesus Christ. And we go free. And it says over here in verse 1 of chapter 2, therefore, thou inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. Wow. It's getting right down personal. It says you condemn yourself. Condemn thyself, for thou hast judged, doest the same thing. How many in here has ever said that I'm not going to be like my parent? And then we get a photograph and hold them up together, and they're just alike, because we judged our parent. And lo and behold, we become just like them. One day I didn't even realize. Here's how a generational curse says it comes in judgment. You know, I'll never drink. And along comes 19, the rebellious year. I turned up my first alcoholic beverage. Was caught because it was there in my genealogy. Both sides of my family. And I didn't even realize it. And I'm thanking God that at the age of 27, He came down in that room and He says, it's time to turn around. Time to turn around. Church, it's time to turn around. Walk into the kingdom. Walk into the healing. You know, walk into divine health. Walk into deliverance. Walk into the room that where Jesus is at, and He can smile upon you and bless you. And it says, therefore, thou art inexcusable. You can't say, well, God, You know what they did to me? You know what they said to me? Did you know they abandoned me? Did you know they rejected me? Did you know they cast me away? Did you know they raped me? Did you know they tried killing me? Did you know they tried to abort me? You can't go there. God knew. He saw it. He saw it. He said, I knew you before you was placed in your mother's womb. And your hearing is the first thing that comes to you in the womb and the last thing that leaves you when you die. And so many people hear this garbage before they're ever born. And it's dumped on them before they even get out of the womb. And Satan's there to ready to sift them. Humanity was in His presence long ago. But we need to be retrained, reprogrammed, and reintroduced to God who made us and the Jesus that made us. Any of you got any scars in the palm of your hand or in your wrist right there? Are you dead? Has any of them got any nail holes in the top of their feet? Any of you got any spear wounds in the side? You might have a knife blade, but the spear wound I'm talking about, where blood and water came out of you. That's what they did to Him. And He said, forgive them, for they know what they do. He had all power and authority over this. Let's go to Proverbs 21. Proverbs 21. I would like to interject, I think the church, and I'm going to make this one statement, and Israel is the church. I'm talking about the ones that's been saved, that's been called by the Holy Spirit. He chose each one in this room. Makes no difference what genealogy. He chose you. He called you. And when you answer the call, you're adopted in. You're adopted in. Because a lot of times we get all hung up. Well, praise God. You know, I've been filled with the Holy Spirit. We think, well, only Pentecost is going to heaven. No. It's whosoever believeth in Him and let Him come in and mess with your stuff. And see, and then when He messes with His stuff, what He wants to do is interject Himself into you that you can have love and compassion. Somebody gets in your face and yeah, 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 yeah. And you're able to hear them, walk away without getting wounded. And when you come back, instead of hiding your face, you can say, I love you and I forgive you. And I mean it. Because if I judge any person in this room, if I judge anybody in this room, what does the word say back there? Judge not, let's be judged. I don't want to be judged. And God said I can go free. I want to go free. Does anybody else want to go free? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Proverbs 7, 21, 23. Now here, this changes a little bit right here, the scene, that, and it shows an example of what can happen to men that don't consider his own soul. And with flattering lips and much fair speech, she causes him to yield. With flattering lips, she forces him, and he goeth down straightway as an ox goeth to slaughter, as a fool to the correction of the stocks, till a dart passes through his liver. As a bird hasteth to a snare, and knoweth not that it is for his own life. A lot of people say, well, he died with cirrhosis of liver. No. She flattered him. She flattered him. And they went in. And it's called sexual sins. Right here. People with sexual sins, they get into the drug culture and they come up and they get They share needles and they spread hepatitis. Hepatitis is a sexual sin. Released to the tormentors. We've seen people be healed of hepatitis just by confessing their sins and breaking covenant with and forgiving that person they shared with and breaking soul ties. Because everybody that you got a soul tie, they've got a soul tie scattered out there, so our fragmented soul goes out there and needs to be called back. We had the opportunity, I guess it was a minister's conference. The minister's conference, there was a young couple came in and they needed prayer, and they came back out back there where, what's your name? Earl? And they wanted prayer, and we met back there. And God created some kidneys for a young baby. Took a tumor off his bladder. They said he had some brain problems, blood on his brain. No blood on his brain. New kidneys. A restored bladder. God is in the miracle working business. And every time anything was bound over that little baby, he would just go, just jump. And his mother said, don't touch him, he'll start crying. And as we anointed him with oil, it wasn't a tear one. There was no squalling or bawling. No irritation. The power of God can do some things. We got to be in the right frame of mind, the right heart, and the right concern, saying, that child has a need. And forget my need. Now, I'm not saying I'm the only one that prayed. And I'm not saying I healed that baby either. And I want you to understand that. It was God that healed that child. And there's not a healer in this room except for the Holy Spirit. There's not a deliverer in this room except for the Holy Spirit. But there are giftings and callings that He wants to operate and manifest Himself through. Because the same Jesus that any one of us has, if He tells you, and you, it's like taking money to the bank, it will perform its word. But a lot of times, we get our zeal before wisdom. And when we get out of the timing of God, then we don't see it work. If we get a word and we go share it with somebody else, it loses its anointing. Hallelujah. Thank you and praise you, Father. Let's go to 1 John 3:14. 1 John 3:14. Know you that you have passed from death unto life, because you have loved the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. And what it amounts to, and whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. Hate cannot be in the body of Christ. And there's another verse that says, adulterer and a murderer has no part of the kingdom of heaven. And let's go on. And ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. So you can't have hate. You can hate the force behind that person that makes it operate, and that's sin, but you can't hate that person. And you can have anger at that thing that controls that person, but you cannot have anger at that person. And it better be taken care of before you go to bed. Because it'll manifest it in stiff joints. Manifest itself in back problems and all kinds of things. So take care of it quickly. Take care of it quickly. 2 Timothy 2. Let's go there right quick. There's a time getting away from me. Hallelujah. Chapter 22, 24 and 26. The meekness in instructing those who oppose themselves, if God, peradventure, will give to them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. We need to acknowledge the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, and whom has taken them captive by him at his will. Whose will? Your will. Your peace. You keep your peace, and in his will, he can't take you captive. He said, and those that oppose themselves, other words, condemn themselves. Self-condemnation. But he says, I will give you the repentance. In other words, he will forgive you when you repent, when you come to the knowledge that you've done something that you shouldn't have done. I want to say stupid, but it's wrong. But when you've done something wrong, it makes no difference what you've done. When you repent, you can come unto Him. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go to James. Let's go to James. Hallelujah. And it's James 1:13. Let no man say unto him when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot tempt. For God cannot be tempted with evil. Neither tempt he any man. It's always pride, lust of the flesh or lust of the world. That's what tempts you. So God, don't ever say that God tempts you. He was tempted and he passed every test. And if he abideth in you, guess what? He gave you the ability to pass every test. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. But I want to turn over to James chapter 5 right quick and hit a verse here. I want to mention it. And it's talking about the healing. It says, if any man among you are afflicted, let him pray. Let him do his first works over. Let him forgive. Let him repent. Is any merry? Let him sing a hymn. If any sick among you, let him call upon the elders of the church and let them pray over you and anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord Jesus. And the prayers of the faithful shall, does it say maybe, save the sick. But see, the first works has to be done first. Go back to repent. Where have I been offended? Where have I not yielded my spirit within me that I could get healed? So there's areas in us that we need to go back into the hall of remembrance, the retainers. It talks about the retainers, and we got all of us have a retainer or remittance. We've got the ability to remit, forgive. But we also have this retainer, and it will be crushed by forgiving. And the snare of the fowler can't keep you down, can't keep you there. Healing. Hallelujah. Glory. But now, there's one disclaimer that I'm gonna say this. And when God tells you to go someplace, it don't make no difference where it is. Be prepared to go. One testimony. We were called to go down to the St. Vincent's Hospital, and a man named Mr. Parker. He'd been put in there for a simple gallbladder operation. Wound up with staff, wound up in the ICC. And we went down there and we prayed for him, but they wouldn't let us in. So we went down in the cafeteria. I'm talking about God told us to go down there. And we prayed for him in the cafeteria. He was in the same building. He set up in the ICC unit and they were expecting him to die in any minute. He said, how long have I been sitting in here? They took him out the very next day. Open your ears. Open your ears. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 16. 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9. And it says, for the eye of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. I'm talking about the globe. I'm talking about the earth as a round ball, but I'm also talking about this right here, from the top of your head to the sole of the feet. The whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him, and here in haste, done foolishly, therefore, henceforth, thou shalt have war. If we do it too in haste, without waiting on the Lord, we go down there and give a piece of away of our mind. And who, anybody in here said, why did I do that? Why did I do that? In haste. And then you have war set up inside of your own cells. And you wrestle and you wrestle. And the wrestling is that you won't go to that person and say, forgive me because I got angry at you. Or forgive me for judging you. And that battle and that war could be over immediately. Forgiving yourself and forgiving them, or sometimes when he really deals with you is when he makes you go back to churches you got mad at people and they forgive me, you know, where I've judged you and where I've got angry. Forgive me of my part of the situation. Or makes you go back to relations that's been destroyed and say, forgive me of my part in the situation. In other words, crow gets pretty good after a while. And then there's healing comes. He figures out how to make crow pie several different ways for you to eat. And he says, my yoke is easy, my burden's light. And it gets light. Hallelujah. Psalms 26:2. As I'm telling you what, we serve and we have right at our, I mean at hand, right at hand, the Heavenly Father. I mean, he's not off way out in the sky blue. I mean, he's not out in the third heaven. Although he is, he's here too. Psalms 26:2. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins of my heart. Now, the reins of your heart is your filter system. Your filter system, your kidneys, your liver, your lymph nodes, your lymph glands. He's going to try them. If there be any contrite way in you, If you have any anger, if you have any fears, if you have any frustrations, self-condemnation, guess what? They all stand in jeopardy. And it says it's better to be obedient. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And then we sacrifice these organs when we don't forgive. Because I'm telling you that God loves you. And I don't say this to pass judgment. You know, I'm just giving you words of understanding and wisdom, you know, to how we can come up and out. Because God is the healer. God is the healer. Over in the Old Testament it says, God is the healer. I am the God that healeth thee. I want to go to one more scripture and then we'll close this thing down. Let's go to Proverbs 26:2. And it says, as a bird by wandering, as a swallow by flying, so a curse causeless cannot come. If we have a clear conscience, if we don't have any, if we confessed all of our generational sins, and I'm guaranteeing if you hang in there and you learn how to pray through, God will show your generational sins. Just start looking at your family around about you if you want to know your generational sins. Go to the graveyard, see what's on the tombstones. To find out what your generation sins are. There are some terrible people in your genealogy. And they, you know, we need to not go worship the dead, but just go see what the diagnosis is on the tombstone. And thank you, Lord, and praise you. I hope I've said something that enlightens some of you, you know, and it's not Not because I'm trying to say that I'm more intelligent. Now, the majority of you and you here are just as smart as I am or smarter. But just to come to an understanding, you know, just to come to some understanding. And at this time right now, I know you've been sitting there and some of you are yawning already and getting deliverance, but stand up, because you're trying to get deliverance from sleepiness. Stand up and wiggle around. You know, some of us done and crucified the sitting down place. I want to speak life back into that sitter. Hallelujah. Wiggle around a little bit. Hallelujah. And then we're going to pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you. Lord, give life. Lord, stir up their minds, Lord God. Clear up their sleepiness. I bind all sleepiness right now in Jesus' name. I bind up the spirit of lethargy. I break the power and authority of it right now in Jesus' name. And you can sit down anytime you feel like you come back alive, or you can remain standing, however you want to do it. But Lord, we just bind up the spirit of lethargy right now in Jesus' name. We break the power and authority of all laziness. I break the spirit of the sluggard, a little folding of the hands in the time of planning, Lord God. A person goes and starves, Lord God. Lord, we speak to the folding of the hands, Lord God. Let their hands be separated and pick up the Word. Or let their minds be increased, Lord God. Put a hunger in their heart for the Word. We just thank You and praise You and glorify You. Now, Father, I take these people right now into the ecclesiastical court right now, and I bind up all spirits of grief. All grief. Grief, I bind them and break the power and authority of grief right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, all grief caused by mother, father, sister, brother, and in every area of grief. I bind up all financial grief right now in Jesus' name. All hard tasks, I bind up right now in Jesus' name. All spirits of bitterness, I bind the spirit of bitterness commanded to come off the people right now. I bind it commanded to loose you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You can sit down right now in Jesus' name. Sit down in Jesus' name. Because we know that everybody in here believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't believe that. I don't see anyone in here that I haven't seen confess the Lord. So we take care of that right now in Jesus' name. But Lord, I bind up all spirits of bitterness right now in Jesus' name. I bind it and break the power and authority of it. Command to loose it right now in Jesus' name. All bitterness. I speak to you, arthritis, right now in Jesus' name. Command you to loose them right now. Bitterness, in Jesus' name. I speak to that gallbladder. Line up in the name of Jesus. You come out of them right now in Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and authority of it in the name of Jesus. All antagonizing is how your brothers and sisters antagonize you. I bind that spirit of antagonation or irritation in the stomach, all worry, all ulcers. I bind it and break the power and authority of it. Command it to come off the people right now in Jesus' name. Spirit of antagonization in Jesus' name. Come off right now. I speak a healing over the people right now in Jesus' name. All frustration. I bind up the spirits of frustration right now. I bind it, break the power and authority of it, and command to loose you right now. Frustration, come off right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And Lord God, we just bind up all frustration. When is it my turn? When will I get a turn? I bind that up, and right now, I bind up all false accusations in Jesus' name. All false prophecies over you right now in Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and authority of it in Jesus' name. All frustrations if this prophecy hasn't come about in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, because I speak death to prophecies in the name of Jesus. Because when a prophecy dies and it comes back to life, God brings it back alive. Lord, I speak life to those prophecies right now in Jesus' name. In His time, in His will, and in His timing. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. I bind up all anger, all generational anger right now in Jesus' name. I bind it, break it, power in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. All anger towards thyself in the name of Jesus. I bind that spirit of anger towards yourself in the name of Jesus. All self-hatred in Jesus' name, spirits. I bind and break the power and authority of it in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. And I bind and break the power. And for anyone that's on the internet right now in Jesus, I bring up that hatred of sexuality. I break the power and authority in the name of Jesus. Command to loose them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I bind up all curses in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break all curses right now in Jesus' name. Without a cause, a curse cannot light. I bind up all these things in the name of Jesus. Lord, we desire to set our people free. You know, free in the name of Jesus. All unforgiving spirits in the name of Jesus. Spirits of generational of unforgiving. I bind it up and break the power and authority and command to loose the people right now in Jesus' name. All unforgiving spirits in Jesus' name. All gossip. I bind up the spirit of gossip in the name of Jesus. Just for prayer purposes in the name of Jesus. I bind up that spirit of gossip right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I break it and bind it. Command to loose the people right now. All gossip in Jesus' name. I bind that spirit of slander in the name of Jesus. I bind and break the power of it and command it to loose the people and loose this place right now. All slanders that's been placed out there, I bind and break the power and authority of it right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All tale bearer, and same thing as gossip. Now break it and bind it, command to loose you right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All speaking are speaking harshly against the brethren, casting fear and doubt and causing confusion amongst the brethren right now. I bind and break the power and authority of it. Come out of the people right now in Jesus' name. All lusting in Jesus' name. Lusting after the flesh, lusting after the eye, lusting after the world. I break it power and command it loose the people right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you. We praise you, Lord God. In Jesus' name. All fornication in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All defilements in Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And when you go worshiping after a minister, you're committing adultery because it may not be the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because the Lord wants to minister to you. I break that spirit of adultery over you and fornication in Jesus' name. All adultery spirits right now. In Jesus' name, I break and bind and command all adultery spirits off the people. I bind it up and break the power and authority of it in the name of Jesus. Command to loose the people. All porneal in the name of Jesus. The spirit of porneal in the name of Jesus. Pornography. I bind it up and break the power and authority of it. Command to loose them in the name of Jesus. Off the internet right now in Jesus' name. I break and command to loose them right now in Jesus' name. All pornography, all fantasy. In Jesus' name, inherited fantasies in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, I break it and command to loose you right now. All a fantasy of having what their parents have in the name of Jesus. All parents worshiping their property, waiting just like a vulture for them to die, cursing their parents, hoping they will die. I break it and bind it, command to loose them in the name of Jesus. I break it and command. I bind it, command it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, all backbiting in the name of Jesus. Break and bind and command to loose the people right now. All backbiting in the name of Jesus. Bind it up and break the power in Jesus' name. All resentment in Jesus' name. I break the spirit of resentment right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break it and command to loose you. All hate right now in Jesus' name. All spirits of hatred in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Every area of hate right now in Jesus' name. I break it and command to loose you. In Jesus' name, because the Lord loves humanity. The Lord loves the human race. If he didn't, he wouldn't have sent his son. In Jesus' name, we thank you for praising you. I bind up all spirits of conflict right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break it and bind it in Jesus' name. All self-loathing spirits in the name of Jesus. I don't like the way I look. My hair is too short. My hair is too long. My nose is crooked. My ears, one of them is sitting lower on the side of my head than the other. My chin's crooked. My nose has been broke. I don't like it. All self-loathing spirits in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. I don't have large enough breasts. I don't have a big enough chest. My biceps are too small. In Jesus' name. I'm not a he-man. I'm not a muscle-bound. Muscular, abided in all self-loathing spirits right now in Jesus' name. All self-judging spirits, abide and break the power and authority of it in the name of Jesus. Come out of the people right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All spirits of uncleanness in Jesus' name. All unclean thoughts, I bind and break the power and authority of it in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. All fantasizing, all raping of somebody when they walk into the room in Jesus' name. Male or female, I bind and break the power and authority of it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All spirits of uncleanness in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Boy, he's got his nice set of tight blue jeans on. I break it and bind it, command and loose them in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I bind up that water spirit as the women wear clothes so tight there is no more imagination. I bind up that water spirit right now in Jesus' name. Their clothes are painted on. I bind that spirit of painted on clothes in Jesus' name. I bind it up and break the power and authority of it. Command to loose the people. Loose them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Rejection by parents. Lord, I bind up all spirits of rejected by parents. They didn't hear. They wouldn't listen. In the name of Jesus. You cried out as a child. These things are tormenting me. I bind that up right now in Jesus' name. They didn't understand. They didn't come to my rescue. They didn't come here and they didn't do this. They didn't take me to the ball games. They didn't take me to the cheerleading clubs in the name of Jesus. I bind that up right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I bind that spirit of rejection. I pull down that spirit of judgment right now in Jesus' name. All self-bitterness. I bind and break the power and authority of self-bitterness right now. Bitterness against oneself in Jesus' name. I bind it and break the power and authority of arthritis that's been loosed upon yourself by self-bitterness in the name of Jesus. Bitter waters, I break it in the name of Jesus. Some of us have been born under bitter waters in the name of Jesus, where they decided that they didn't want us in Jesus' name. Bitter waters in Jesus' name. Sometimes people call it bastard curse. I break the power and authority of bastard curse, being the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth child, born under bitter waters. I break that in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Why did I have this child? Why? In the name of Jesus. We can't afford this child. I break up that bitter water right now in Jesus' name. I break it, bind it, command it, loose them in the name of Jesus. I break the curse that the mothers and fathers have spoken over themselves in this area right now. Why did I have this child? I break it in the name of Jesus. Command it, loose them right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Now, in Jesus' name, I bind this spirit right now, spirit of idolatry, blaming God for what's happened to them in their lives. I break it and bind it, that self-idolatry right now, blaming God in Jesus' name, judging God. I break that spirit right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All He is a killer. He kills babies. He kills people in Jesus' name. And that judgment, I pull it down right now in Jesus' name. God raises up and He pulls down. In Jesus' name. He is God. He is a loving God. Lord, let us come unto You, Father, to Your love and to Your understanding and to Your word. We thank You in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I bind up all spirits of Amorite right now in Jesus' name. All spirits of Amorite right now in Jesus' name. I bind it and command to loose you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That's a word, another word for incest. I bind and break the power and authority of incest right now in Jesus' name. Orgies in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. I break all occultic spirits that come down through mixed marriages in the name of Jesus. I break it and bind and command to loose them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus. Moabite is another one. Same situation. I bind up all Moabites right now in the name of Jesus. All incest, all interracial marriages, all pressure, all culture crossing in the name of Jesus. I bind it up and break the power and authority to command to loose the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. I break all spirits of the Assyrian off our people right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All spirits of the Egyptian, Egypt. God pulled us out of Egypt. That's witchcraft. In the name of Jesus. He pulls us up out of the witchcraft right now in Jesus' name. We thank You, Father, and right now in Jesus' name. We bind them up, we cast them out, and we speak freedom to our people. We speak a healing over their bodies right now in Jesus' name. Lord, Holy Spirit, go right now and heal every area, every wound, every area, Lord God, that's been released. We thank You, we praise You, we glorify You. And the Lord said, Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. I thank you and I praise you. If anybody else needs further ministry, we'd be glad to minister to them. But in this case, we're going to bless the food for the nourishment of our bodies in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for the nourishment. Lord, we bless the cooks. Lord, we thank you for the... Lord, we lift up this camp right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we lift it up right now. We thank you, Father, for everything that you've done and going to do. Lord, continue their deliverance, Lord God, even if they move out of this room, Father, and a word pricks them, Lord. Move, God. Move. Sovereignly, you set them free. We thank you and praise and glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, I want to make a request. Everybody that is in reach of a bottle that might be under one of your chairs, just pick them up and kindly take them and put them in the trash can somewhere. Because we've been bottle collecting for a while. And so we need to just clear the sanctuary shouldn't be a garbage dump. So, Lord, I bind up every evil spirit that came out of the people all through this camp. Lord, I bind them up and break the power and authority of them. Command to leave this room right now in Jesus' name. I bind up the spirit of backlash and retaliation, the spirit of nemesis in Jesus' name. They come to steal, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.